Volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio, your place for Northeast Kansas High School Volleyball. High School Volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Everybody, and welcome to the court for all the action here on KNZA 103.9. I'm Krennan Proffitt. Alongside me is Dan Shoup, and back in studio, MJ, helping us run the board and getting this game to you. We got the Horton Substate here in the classification of 2A. Of course, we got new volleyball rules this year, so the team who's the top ranked, they get to host Horton. They'll be the first game up here. They'll play Kansas City Christian, the Panthers. So we'll have the Chargers versus the Panthers to start game number one. And for game number two of the semifinals of Substate, we'll have Jonathan West taking on Mar Hill Mount Academy. That will be game number two. And then the winner of both game number one and game number two, they'll play in the Substate Championship. And we'll talk about that, of course. But again, we'll have our first game up and coming. Dan Shoup, he's with me here today. He's also had the opportunity of seeing these teams play this year. I've had a couple of opportunities as we've had them on the KNZA station. I've seen Horton already twice this year. They've only taken one league loss this year, and that was to JCN, but this Horton team winning their first league championship in over 35 years, they've never won a sub-state championship. Dan, tell me a little bit about what tonight means to Horton, but also to the rest of these girls here and all the rest of the teams that come tonight.
Oh, man. I mean, all you have to do is look at the far wall over here. You look at their state banners they got hung up on the wall, and the only thing that's missing, they got football, basketball, girls basketball, golf. When they don't have a banner for volleyball. So they don't in the gym. And I think this team here for Horton, they're going to have a heck of an opportunity here today, to maybe possibly hang a new banner up here in this gym.
Yeah. And I remember just for me specifically, last time I was here was back when the men's basketball team 2 years ago, they beat Riverside to go on to state. I mean, I just remember the crowd noise, the crowd energy here at Horton. It was big, and it was pretty massive. And here already today, when I was walking in, I got a couple of chitter-chats between the parents saying, oh, I'm nervous, but I'm excited for these girls. I mean, this is a really big opportunity, one of the best teams to ever go through Horton as a volleyball program. And they come in today, again, number one ranked number one between these teams, as they're the number one seed, and then, of course, Kansas City Christian, then the number four, yeah, Jonathan West. Yeah.
You're going to see a big crowd here today. I mean, Horton, they follow their teams throughout the regular season. They bring a lot of people. They're a very supportive group. Yeah, this gym is going to get loud. It's a gym that echoes noise. You're going to see a fun environment. Man, this is what it's all about. You get this time of year, I don't care what sport you're doing in these fall sports, whether it's cross country, basketball, or volleyball, or football, as the kids played last night. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, this is why you play the game, is for this high level of energy. And you're looking at a Horton team that, I mean, has had a lot of success, but you see it coming. I have a daughter that is in the same class as a lot of these kids, so we kind of grew up together watching this group of Horton girls come up through the middle school, and they were successful at that age. They kind of did the right things that they needed to do to develop those kids to become good volleyball players at the high school level. So, I mean, I'm excited for them and what they're going to do. Kansas City Christian, I don't know a ton about the history of them. I mean, it's a long time ago. They're known more for the runners. They used to have a lot of runners and do well in track and cross country. So I don't have a lot of history on KCC. Dauphin West, I mean, here's a group, a community that just won a state basketball title last year with Perry Smith leading the way for them. You know, they're going to bring a big crowd here today. Then you got Mar Hill, one of the bigger schools in our area, that won the league in basketball in EK last year. So they've developed some success on the girls' side. So I think it's going to be a battle today.
Yeah, again, in our first matchup, it'll be Horton against Kansas City Christian. And I mean, the one thing we talk about Horton is again, not just the crowd here, but the players who are actually on the court. This Horton team brings up a lot of great players back, especially on the senior level, especially in Carly Huffless, and you also have Lydia Link, number 11, Cameron Cabilla, number 9. I mean, you got a lot of great players that return here for this Horton team, and one of those is a first-team All-League returner in Carly Huffless, and that's what really helps the team out, is when you can bring back so many high-level players that can contribute and play with this team. I mean, Mar Hill, they don't have any returners from honorable mentions or All-League. Dauphin West, they have one honorable league or one first-teamer coming back to the day, Katie Johnson, but she was coming from the Twin Valley League. coming in today. But, yeah, I mean, you really talk about the importance of players returning these programs and then helping build upon the success, especially for their lower classmen.
Oh, no doubt. And the Huffless girl, I mean, she's arguably the best player in the NEK this year. She's very consistent. When she's in the front row, she's a very good hitter. She can hit in multiple spots. When she gets to the back row, she'll turn to the setting position and set, and you'll see her. She has nice, soft hand setting. That's one thing you look for when you look for kids that can set the volleyball is how soft are their hands, and you'll see the ball come off her hand so soft.
Well, we'll take a quick two-minute timeout, and we'll be back to talk about Horton and Kansas City Christian, the first matchup here of tonight. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on KNZA 103.9.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Have you or your child considered using your car to earn a little extra cash working for any of the many delivery networks like Uber or leasing out the vehicle through Turo? Talk to your agent because you most likely will not have insurance coverage for your vehicle. Many of these activities are excluded in the personal auto policy. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9. Here for our first game, previewing a little bit here, Horton, the Chargers, taking on the Kansas City Christian, the Panthers. Going just by max prep rankings right now, Horton, they're number 19th ranked, and then the Kansas City Christian Panthers are currently ranked 39th. And Kansas City Christian, they're a team that comes in today with high hopes. They're 19-14 on the overall. The Horton Chargers, they come in today 29-12. Again, they won their first league title in just over 35 years. They went 13-1 in league play. An absolute and incredible year for them of flipping the page. This is the first time they've been 500 since 11 seasons. But real quick, we're going to have the national anthem, so we'll take a quick one-minute break, and we'll be right back here for the action again. First game of the evening, Horton, the Chargers, taking on Kansas City Christian, the Panthers. We'll be back here in 1 minute on KNZA 103.9.
Hiawatha businesses, celebrate your Halloween spirit this year by competing in Hiawatha's Business Halloween Costume Contest, sponsored by GN Bank. Please dress in your best costume attire on Halloween Day while judges tour the registered businesses that morning. Please register your business by contacting Morgan at GN Bank or Sarah with Hiawatha's Chamber of Commerce. Again, this will take place the morning of Thursday, October 31st, with the winners of the Hiawatha Business Costume Contest being revealed later that day. Good luck and happy Halloween.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging parents, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care, Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kimes ES of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimesES.com to learn more. Kimes Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. Prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start with a little bit of the extended break there, lineups and the national anthem, but here we go. Charges on to the court for the first game of the evening is the Horton Chargers coming today, number one seed, and they take number four seed here in this sub-state tournament. The Kansas City Christian, the Panthers, that coming today, 19-14. Horton, 29-12. They only took one league loss again. This Horton team, they won their first league title over 35 years. Possibly the best Horton team to touch the court here in the Chargers' history. And again, we talk about the crowd, the momentum, the energy. It's a big show out here tonight, and we're going to see a great game between these two teams.
Well, that's what volleyball is all about, is emotion. And when starting off and with the right foot, you want to get your leaders involved. You want to be aggressive to get that energy, get that blood flowing, because it's unlike any sport I've been around where you can have emotional roller coasters throughout the game. You can be on a high 1 minute, and all of a sudden the other team turns around and makes a run, and then you're all low. So it's something that you'll see as this progresses through. You'll see the highs and lows out. You'll see the coaches call timeouts when they need to break the momentum to get things going back the other way.
As we get started here, the Horton Chargers, again, they're big players on the year. Carly Huffless and Piper Sharks here. They come in today with some outstanding stat lines on the season. Huffless comes today, 335 kills on the year. Sharks here, 230 kills on the season. We are now getting started here via going. Libero's for both sides. Emma Whitson. She's there in cert number two.
It's always interesting, too, as the game progresses. You look at how they are set up in their defense and serve receive. Some teams play with three people back in their serve receive. Some people play back with four. That's always an adjustment. Sometimes you see here, Steve Horton can get some momentum right from the get-go.
And they start off here. It's Piper Sharks here to get it across. It's dug up. Now it's going to be smacked over here by Geary. And that one going too far. Bounds the point here for the Horton Chargers. This thing's going on. Ball handling error. Piper Sharks here. Right back with it. Trying to get it piping hot to start this one for the Chargers.
Yeah, great way to start.
Chartier here, right-hand serve, just getting it over. In the back, Whitson, the dig, now putting it right back over is Geary. Deflected up at the top here on the Horton side. Nice little change up to put it across, and looks like a violation here against the Horton Chargers.
Yeah, that's one thing you'll probably see a lot today is the aggressiveness hitting. You'll see a higher hitting percentage. You won't see many tips in these games.
Geary sending it over here for the Panthers. Chargers trying to get it across, but whistle is blown. Point again here for the Panthers. Another violation. Now the Panthers leading 2-1. Still serving is Geary.
Right to your best player.
Yep, Piper to Huffless. Set up opportunity. Just bounced across by Settler for the Panthers. Huffless coming up to it, and it just went right into the net. So a ball handling mistake where they're going to call it a lift here from Huffless. So now it's a 3-1 start here for the team that comes in seated number four, Panthers.
It's kind of an errant pass there. They got to make those passes up to the center so the center don't have to run around all the place.
So Geary here still serving it across. Right-hand serve. Sharks here going behind the back here. Except for Becker, but trying to put it down. Now just a light tap across by Settler. Opportunity, Chartier, Huffless, trying to go for the kill attempt. Couldn't get it to go down. Mentioned the dig there. Now here, it is the Horton Chargers sending over on a free ball. It's Huffless, and she puts it with too much fire under it.
It's out.
It's going to be out. 4-1 start here. Four straight points for the Panthers. Geary still serving, just getting it over. It was Sturton who had the dig. Now sending it on an angle shot as Huffless, but Huffless goes out of bounds. It is now 5-1 to start set number one.
Yeah, they started off real hot, and all of a sudden, the KCC got the momentum on their side from that one lift.
These two teams have not played each other this year. It was a great come and dig by Kabia to barely keep it alive and there save it, but handling mistake on the Panthers, a point for the Chargers.
That's the other thing. I mean, that girl I was serving to, she had a knuckleball serve. That thing was just floating back and forth, and sometimes those are hard to get your both hands on to make a good pass.
Yeah, Kabia came in, swept in, and came in for the save. Becker, now the serve. Just getting it across will be Turnbull. Geary, now certain. Settler, excuse me. Now push up here. Step opportunity for Smith. Puts that one. Right. Just put it too far past the back right corner.
Yeah, they're, I mean, the adrenaline's going a little bit. They're hitting some of their spikes and hitting a little bit long. But they're being aggressive.
Still trying to look for our official kill here, but now we get an official ace here from the Panthers. Number 13, Anna Stetler, the sophomore, makes this one 7-2. She's got her first point up of the game. A couple of times here, a couple of dribbles. Now the right-hand serve just gets across. Kabia, low receive, but it will get put over by Kirsten Smith. Set up here, near side, and into the net. Brooklyn Owens, a point here for the Chargers. And both teams, they're having a bit of a struggle here to get good setups to their outside hitters.
Yeah, there really hasn't been very good hits yet. I mean, the passes really haven't been real accurate. But again, by a little bit of nerves and stuff like that. There's a nice ace serve there by Horton.
Yeah, Lydia Link, one of the seniors here on this roster, just popping an ace. So the Panthers, they just popped an ace. And now this is the trick up the sleeve of Horton. They have incredible serving and service discipline. It's now 7-4. Horton still down by three, but a ball handling error here again. Willard, I didn't believe a lift is called. Now 7-5. Horton climbing back in this one when they were down at one point. 5-1. 7-2 as well at one point. And just getting it over the net. Diving attempt to keep it alive was good. Just pushed across here by Owen. Horton Chargers cover stop. And that's a kill! The first kill of the game for the Chargers. Goes to Garrett Coverstuff.
See how fast that momentum changed. I mean, KCC had all the momentum for the first 6-7 points, and all of a sudden, boom, it switched.
Horton has now scored four straight now. They're going on a streak of their own, and that's what they need to do. Just put across here on a free ball by Chastain. Now Huffless, Coverstuff just gets it over. Two-hand push. Geary sends it over with the right hand behind the attacker's line. Set up opportunity here for Smith, and she's got the kill.
Oh, what? And what a great play by the Huffless girl. I mean, she's in the front row, and she wasn't her setter. The pass wasn't a good pass, but she still got to it and set the ball to the opposite corner and got a spike kill off of it.
Now it is 7-7. The Chargers have tied it. They have scored now five straight. Chartier, Huffless, trying to spike it down from behind the attacker's line, a little out of bounds as well. Now a free ball that's just going to get thrown over by the Levero. Horton trying to smack it down, but just putting too much heat on it. Kirsten Smith goes out of bounds. Another ball handling error. And now Horton back down, 8-7.
Yeah, the passing hasn't been as clean, as crisp as I've seen in the past. Again, that, we kind of attribute that to the environment they're in right now. Hopefully they can kind of, both teams kind of settle in here.
Chan puts it across here on the serve for the Panthers. Huffless trying to put it down as a kill attempt. Couldn't get it to go through. Pushing over, Stouth. Horton with it on their side to be Huffless and into the net. Not an error that you see too many times by your first team all league returning senior, who again came in today leading this team with 300.
Well, if you were watching though, I mean, it was a decent play. She hit from the right side. Then as soon as she hit fair, she went to the left side and they set her up on the left side. She tried to hit it from that side.
Huffless receiving this one. Sharks here behind the back. So you have covers up. And they're going to get Stouth up on the net, I believe. It is now 9-8. Horton's point. Huffless. An incredible serving player here for Horton going up to the net, going up or to the service line. She's got 59 aces on the year. Chan sling up Stetler. It's deflected and blocked. Now back here on the Panthers' side. Free ball sent across just by Chan. Kabia, she sends an opportunity for Chartier, but she couldn't put it down. And into the net. Just not a very good pass there by the Panthers, trying to slip an outside hitter. And now, again, we get a tied game, 9-9. Set number one. Huffless setting it across. Factory receive was Whitson. Free ball has to be sent over by Chan. Horton side. Chartier. Deflection and kill. Chartier comes in piping hot with her first kill of the game.
Yeah, and it started with that good pass. I mean, she put it right on the money. The setter didn't even have to move, so she could just get under it and made a great set.
Now Horton in the lead. 10-9. It was up. She sent it across. Now just going to get put over by Settler. Opportunity by Smith. She tries to put it down. Couldn't get it to go down, though. Cover stump. Now Huffless. Huffless, she puts it across with the two hands. Actually, it was Wirsten. Stettler, now back on here on the Horton side. Long rally between the two teams. Piper on an angle shot, digging it down low. And now underneath the net is the Panthers.
Now, KCC, they're scrambling hard, but they... I mean, that whole rally there, they had three or four opportunities. They just couldn't get the ball set up. They couldn't get the pass to the center to set it up for a hit.
Huffless back across. That's an ace. Horton Chargers charging out in front. They were down 7-2. Man, they have been rallying here. Now they are up 12-9, up by 3. Still with it is Huffless. That is officially now on the air, Huffless' 60th ace. Upless across and just too far. It was maybe a credit card just a little farther than that back line right there.
Great court awareness by KCC. No worse than that. She's kind of opened up and let the ball go out. It was close.
Owen sending it across here. Great dig, and they'll send it over on the dig with Becker. And here, ball handling error. Horton up 13-10 now. Horton, they've
got a substitution there.
Substitution here on the Horton side coming in. Ellis Sturton. And Sturton, she comes back here to serve. Sturton, a couple of dribbles. Sends over at the right hand. Settler. Now opportunity for Geary. Deflected right back at Geary. Pops it up. Now she's going to be set up on the outside edge. It's blocked. Deflected.
Oh,
no, still
good
alive.
Play.
And getting pushed across by Geary, but Kabia watches it go out of bounds. Another point here for the Horton Chargers. They have their largest lead of the night, 14-10.
Yeah, KCC did a couple great digs out of the net there. Just kind of pushed it a little bit too far wide.
Here, Horton on a big run at this moment. Set up opportunity here. Settler deflected right back at her, or should I say blocked back at her, but...
That's a good deal. I mean, obviously, that's who they wanted to go to. She must be one of their better hitters at number 20. Went to her, and they tried to double block her. She got it through.
Here now put across. Kadia, Chartier, and now Becker. That's just too far out of bounds. That's coming to the ball.
Libero, number 9 for Horton, made a great pass up there to the setter. It was put right there on the money.
Here still Chastain, Chartier.
Back row hit.
Huffless. From the attacker's line, she sends it across. Now opportunity for Geary. Deflected. Big dig from Sturton. And a point here for Horton. They're going to get it here for the Panthers. Now 14-13. 3-point run for the Panthers. Only down by one now. Sturton, Chartier, cuffers up. Gone to south. Set up opportunity here to put it across with Settler. Now Chartier, angle shot. Well digged by Owen. Behind the back stuffer, Stout. She sends it on angle shot. And that one's out of bounds. That breaks the 3-run streak right there. It's now 15-13.
Now Horton doesn't want to, get passive. They want to keep being aggressive. They hit a couple long, a couple outs. But keep being aggressive. Keep attacking. Usually those things will work things out.
Bia gets the serve across, and it looks like the Horton Chargers, they just...
Yeah, they kind of miscommunication there. They kind of looked at each other, and ball hit the floor without anybody touching it.
15-14 now. South. Sends it across to Bia. Step opportunity. And the near side here is set up for Link. Now Geary, deflection, back here on the Horton side to be a sharp here. No, the pass was not good. It wasn't a great pass. It was set up there on that left outside part of the net. Now it's 15.
I'll tell you, KCC is doing an excellent job at the net. They're double blocking every position, and they're getting a hand on every hit that Horton's hitting so that their back row people can get a pass. So excellent job playing at the net.
Chartier sends their cross with a two-hand push. Chan setting up Geary. Geary's got a perfect kill.
That was a good hit by number four. Was that number 40?
That was by Tate Geary, number 10.
Yeah, nice hit. That was right down line.
Now 15-16. Taking back the lead is the Panthers.
Good back
set. Up to Chartier. Trying to send that one to the back row. Now they're going to get a point here for the Chargers. Nice little block from Bobby Becker. A block for Bobby. 3-B. Chartier. Now back to serve. It's 16 all now. After the Horton point. Getting it across now. Chan setting up Settler. She sends it across. Set up for Upland. Goes off the antenna. So that's now going to be a point for the Panthers. 16-17. The Panthers lead.
Good aggressive game. I mean, both teams are playing aggressive. They're both hitting the ball. For the most part, they're executing things at a high level. Some of them are not passing as effectively as they could.
Here, another kill for Anna Settler. Settler, she's got an ace and a kill in this game. She's a sophomore, but man, has she played to a high level. Geary, back to serve. Now up 18-16 is the Panthers.
There you go. Go to your ace.
And now Hufflet, she goes into the net. Another point here. And you say go into your ace.
Now, Jose will take a timeout to try to break through.
Out of solid pass, so we'll be back here in 30 seconds. Right now, it with the lead is the Kansas City Christian Panthers up 19-16 against the Horton Chargers. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 103.9.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So at one point, this is when Horton was down 7-2, and they came back and they made it, and it was 14-10 that they were able to score 12 of 15 points in a row. But now here, scoring 9 of 11 points is the Panthers. They're up now 19-16. They are on a little bit of a run. As they get set going here, just put over, but blocked straight down from the Panthers. Number 13, Anna Settler. We just called her having a kill before the Horton timeout, and now she's got a block. Now 20-16, the Panthers have the lead. Geary, she sends it across. Chartier, Huffless, down, that's a kill.
That's a kill by Huffless there. Now she went cross court that time. Last time she tried to go down line, Helpless did, and hit the antenna. This time she went to more of her bread and butter. That cross court hit and got it through the block.
Here, Kirsten Smith, the 5'9", Bobby Becker, the sophomore, here back to serve. She sends it across. Back is Whitson.
All right, you're going to have a free ball here for Horton. See what they can do with it.
Free ball for Chase to set up for a good outside hit. Almost went down for a kill for Horton. Sent over barely on a free ball. Great dig by Huffland. But Kabia couldn't retrieve. The dig just really wasn't high enough of a pass for Kabia to get down there.
Excellent network at the net for Kansas City Christian.
Here, back to serve, Anna Settler. Kabia, Chartier, Huffland. Stacking that back row line. Whitson, who's back there? That's the libero. Then over here now on a free ball. Chastain, Chartier, step opportunity and deflected back at Horton, but set over the line. Anthony Becker on the save. Chartier, miscommunication here, but Horton still with it. And now a point as deflecting it out of bounds with Chastain. So you credit the kill here on the near side to Kirsten
Number
Smith.
Number three, yeah. I mean, Horton still staying aggressive. I mean, that girl hit it off of the double block, and that's about it. You keep hitting. Hit it off those blocks, do it off the arm, make them go out of bounds off the arm.
Cross here, Link. Chan sets up Owens. Angle shot, dug nicely. Now Huffless here on an attacking kill, and she puts it down. Not able to handle the heat was Geary.
Well, I think the helpless girl's kind of found where she needs to go and where she should be comfortable with, and that cross-court hit make KMC Christian have to do some type of adjustments with her double block.
Now 21-19. Horton only down by two now. Going on a little bit of a run. Sent here. Great dig. Chartier, but just not handling behind the attacker's line with Lydia Link. Just didn't have enough really feet to it to get it across.
Yeah, Chartier made a real good one-handed save there to keep that ball alive.
That is 22-19. Put over Becker, Chartier, Humphless, angle shot, and that's a kill. Three kills in set number one.
Now Humphless goes back to the back row to serve.
Yeah, we mentioned how deadly she is. She already has an ace here tonight. Probably Humphless. She's got four total team points, 22-20. Horton, they trail by two.
Good pass by Casey Christian.
Now just trying to put it across. A lot of fight at the line, but a double hit.
Double hit.
Cover stuff. Now 23-20. 1 point away from set point. For the Kansas City Christian Panthers. Just putting it across. Owens. Becker. Huffless. Chartier. And that one's a kill!
Oh, nice hit by Chartier. And it started with that pass. It was a great pass to Huffless. And Huffless put it right on the money for Chartier to put it home.
Chartier on this game with at least two kills. She's done great in set number one. We're still in it here.
Over on game. Great first game.
Over on 92.1, Brent has that call as the Nemaha Central Substate. Here you're locked into 103.9 in Horton. Here, Durton, Huffless setting up Chartier, just putting it down. That's another kill for the pipe and hot Chartier.
Again, it all started with that pass. The girl in the back row made a perfect pass to the Huffless girl. Huffless girl set pipe Chartier girl just perfectly.
Now that puts this one within just 1 point, 23-22. Durton, she's the one who sends across. And now a kill from Geary.
Now they went outside to their kind of their bread and butter, that number 10. Now, KMC Christian just needs to keep that girl involved.
It is now set point. Horton takes a timeout, and we'll take a timeout as well. It is 24-22 in set number one. The Kansas City Christian Panthers, they have the lead in this one by two. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 103.9 KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Horton right now, they have used two timeouts in set number one. They're down by two. It's set point for the Panthers, 24-22. Horton, the last time they played substate last year, they lost in the first round of Valley Heights, 25-23 and 25-23. You're not trying to replicate that same story, though. Bobby Becker, she sends it across, and that's the set number one win. And she goes too far for the Kansas City Christian Panthers. They win set number one, 25-22.
I'll tell you, I mean, excellent first game for both teams. Both teams had their strengths, and both teams kind of showed some weaknesses at times. But it was a roller coaster that first game. I mean, it was a set of runs. So it was where Horton started off and got a point or two to start the game, and all of a sudden Kansas City Christian went on a big run there and got the lead. Then Horton fought back, got the lead back themselves. Excellent first. A couple things I took from it. One is the blocking of Kansas City Christian. I don't know if they've done some scouting on Horton or what, but they've done an excellent job of double blocking all the hitters from Horton. I mean, they got people at the net getting a hand on those kids that are hitting the ball at them. For the most part, there was a couple that they missed, but for the most part, they're slowing the ball down so they can make a pass up there to then be aggressive for them. Then on Horton's side, I mean, when they got the ball to their setters on point, I mean, they had some great hits, so they did. They've been moving the Huffless girl around. I mean, her normal spot is front left, but they had her hitting middle a little bit. They even had her going back over to the right side and hit a couple times on the right. So they're trying to, you know, find places to get away from their blocking on Kansas City Christian. So excellent job on both sides on the coaching aspect of things, seeing how what the strengths are for both teams.
Yeah, we're going to quickly take a one-minute timeout. We'll be right back. Set number one was victorious by the Kansas City Christian Panthers, 25-22. We'll be back here for set number two here on KNZ 103.9.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You tune in to 103.9 KNZA. I'm Brendan Prophet. Alongside me, Dan Shoup, MJ back in studio, and we're getting this one afloat here as we set number two. Upcoming here, the Kansas City Christian Panthers, they won set number one, 25-22. Again, we might want to talk about maybe self-inflicted wounds here for Horton. A lot of it was just going a little too far out of bounds, ball handling errors, mistakes passing. But, you know, to bring a mention here, the Panthers, they did a good job of scrambling and getting balls back up to the outside hitters.
Oh, no doubt. And I was looking at some of the scores later. Kansas City Christian has played some of our local teams here in the NEK. They played Pleasant Ridge. Pleasant Ridge did beat KCC, and then they played Mar Hill twice and split with them, which Mar Hill is one of the better teams in our league. So, I mean, I was very impressed with a couple of their kids off KCC, a couple of their hitters at number 10. They're starting to back there serving, and he started them last time and ran off 4 or 5 points in a row.
Yeah, Kate Geary, she had 2 kills minimum in the last set, number one, and she gets this one started with a set across. Piper Chartier, she tries to send it to the back row. Whitson is there to take it up. Now put across, and a kill is put down from Stetler. Stetler, she had a kill in set number one. She's got a kill to start set number two.
That was a good block by Chartier up on the front row. Horton just kind of wasn't in quite position to get the ball dug.
Start here for the Panthers. 1-0. Huffless setting up on the near side. Link, he puts it across. Now Owens, angle shot to BF or Horton, was able to retrieve, and now blocked from the front row. It's going to be credited here to Anna Stetler. Man, she's been a huge.
Yeah, they might have to try it. I mean, try something a little bit different. Maybe try to dink it over that double block once, just kind of keep them honest.
Here, Huffless sends it over just with a little bit of a tap off the left hand. Block deflection back towards Panthers, but they're going to get them on a lift. It was, again, number 13, Anna Stetler, the sophomore. She had to kill the block, but now she gives the first point to Horton.
I'll tell you, that Chartier kid, I mean, playing very well these games.
Here's Chartier. She's getting it across the line. Nice. Easy pass over here. Horton, it's on their side right now. Huffless, she sends it on the angle shot from behind the attacker's line. Now Owens, deflection back, and that's going to be credited with a block. Bobby Becker, color block for Bobby.
Good double block there.
She's got 2 blocks already on this game.
Yeah, I mean, after you're doing your scouting, I assume both these coaches did their scouting. It's like, okay, who are their hitters, where are they hit from, how are we going to defend it?
Owens just sends this one across with a little bit of a curve to it. Huffless.
Let's see what Kansas City Christian can do here. Good pass.
Pushes it over and now trying to put it down for a kill. It will be Stetler. She was set up in the middle of the net and she put it down, not able to handle the back row is certain.
Yeah, that number 13, so that's a sophomore too. Nice play at the front row middle.
Now 3-2. And now an ace here also to keep things going for the sophomore Settler. She had an ace, a kill, and a block in set number one, and she's already got those three things here in set number two. Now 4-2. Still in the lead, but now a service error against Settler.
And sometimes that's all it takes to break the momentum is a service error. I mean, it was all along KCC's side there for quite a while. Maybe this service error will get it back to Horton a little bit here.
Well, Settler, she is the 4 points on the scoreboard for the Panthers in this set number two, and she's also the 2 points on the scoreboard for Horton as this is 4-3. But putting a kill here for Horton is going to be helpless.
Yeah. And number five, Becker, the sophomore that's serving now, she's played that front row very well, too.
Bobby Becker, again, you mentioned that, two blocks already on the day. As Geary now to try to get it across with Chastain, keeping it alive here. Horton put across the two-hand shove, was offless. Now Chastain going for the angle shot, and she gets it. One of the more deadly approaching shots that you can really take when you're up on that up-close part of the net to go just across your body.
Okay, yeah, middle number 20 for KCC. Man, a couple very good plays. Got them up, too.
Kabia, Piper Chartier now sending it across to Smith. It's on the Panthers' side, sent behind the attacker's line on the right-hand cross. Was Geary.
Oh,
a free ball.
Free ball
from Link.
What KC can do with it.
Just across here, Horton. Nice dig. And here a point for the Chargers. So what happened was Bobby Becker slid and dug it up. That dig put it across. It set up Settler. And Settler, well, she had a great setup, but she just sent it long. Down 5-5. Link, she's on the serve. This with the ace. But
what Horton do with it here? Got a free ball.
It'll be put across. Again, you mentioned the free ball. Huffless, she sends it over. Nice little angle shot, but not a lot of heat on it. And that's going to be a handling error against the Chargers. Against the Panthers.
Love to see that. I mean, average kid, they'd have probably free-balled that ball over or tipped it over. Huffless got underneath it. Wasn't the best set and still hit it cross court.
Yeah, she was out of bounds and just a tad bit behind the attacker's line. But again, you mentioned the nice hit that helped that ball handling error. Here with it, Panthers trying to get it across. They tap it. Bobby Becker on the dig and miscommunication. That's another handling error. It's now 6-6.
Panthers, we don't have the height on that. That number 20 that plays the front middle for Kansas State Christian, he got some. He's long, athletic, and he's jumping 4 or 5 inches above anybody on Horton's team.
Yeah, two of the tallest players here for Horton is Kara Covers, stuff who's at 5'10", and Carly Huffless, who's at 5'10". Here, a service error to give Horton the lead. It was Brooklyn Owens.
Yeah, I don't think that kid is any taller than those two. She might be an inch or so shorter, but, man, she can jump.
Verticality is, well, it's one of the most important parts.
Big part of volleyball.
And really most sports you play here. Now, after the serve, getting across Geary, but Geary into the net. Horton, they got a 8-6 lead now. Again, Horton, they had a pretty good lead in the middle chunk of set number one. It was 14-10, but then things started to get a little chippy. And the Panthers, they held the lead after. That's 8-6. Horton with the lead. Covers up. Covers it up with the kill.
Yeah, Eric pass there on KC Christian. And Covers up was right there at the net. Just kind of put it right down.
Here to serve. The first team all-league returner in the Northeast Kansas League, Carly Huffless. It's 9-6. Horton with the lead. Geary, she sends it over. And she's got a nice kill down the line of Broadway.
Yeah, good kill down the line. I mean, those two kids, the 20 and number 10, Kansas State Christian, they kind of look before they hit whether they want to go cross court or they want to go down line. They kind of see what the coverage of the Horton's in before they hit. Very intelligent, high-level volleyball for them, too.
The junior Chastain here to serve for the Panthers. Chartier now on the kill attempt. I don't know where the ball's at. It's coming down. And it's going to be a point for Horton. We were wondering where it was at for a second. It disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's why the captain of Kansas City Christian is sitting there asking the ref, can we play it off the ceiling like that? Because they had two kids right there at the bleachers ready to play it. The ref's going to make a decision here, what's out of bounds and what isn't, I guess.
But looks like it will stand. It'll be 10-7. Horton's the lead. Again, that was
great kill by Chartier. Yeah, Chartier, great kill. But Horton isn't getting rattled. That's that senior leadership from the Huffless girl. She's very composed. does what she needs to do. The kids are not getting rattled at all by being in this tight second game.
Curry deflection here. Oh, two great double digs. And
still two great saves by Horton. I mean, you love to see the effort from those kids. I mean, they were down on the floor keeping the ball alive. Just unfortunately, they hit it out.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate. I mean, both the one-hand dig and save, but not able to get it across. Chartier behind the back, so you have covers up, cover set. Takes back on the heat on it, but doesn't able to get it down.
Soft hit there.
Cadilla. See
what they do here.
Chartier now, and now deflected back towards Horton. They put it across two-hand with Huffless. Set up from Shan to Geary, and Geary, they're going to say he got to get the kill. Deflection.
I'll tell you this, I mean, this is something maybe Horton hasn't seen much, especially from our league. KCC's got some blockers, and they got blockers that are, I mean, getting their hands on every one of Horton's hits.
Thousands across to be now Bobby Becker, nearly with the kill attempt. Just one more shot to get it over. Geary, Kabia here on the dig. Nice dig to retrieve. Now Panthers trying to struggle to get across. It'll be a free ball sent here. Over. Big opportunity to take advantage of. Piper Chartier. Another kill on that side of the net. She's got two in this set number two. Puts Horton up 11-9.
That wasn't on the line there, but, man, that was awfully close to being out. But all the ball has to do is touch a part of the line. It's considered in.
Bia. Right-hand serve, fires it across. Chen, putting up Geary. Nice save and dig, of course, by Huffless. Chartier sends across an angle shot. Driving deep right corner.
Free ball, Horton is.
Yeah, again, free ball sent over. Sturton, Huffless, link, angle shot. Picked up by Chastain, now put over by Huffless. Back Huffless again. He's got the set.
Oh, good downhill.
Chartier, again, downhill. Kill attempt, couldn't get to go down. Long rally between the teams, and it's going to be put away from Geary.
And you love to see both these teams. I mean, they're mixing it. The hitters are mixing up. Sometimes they're going cross court, and the next time if it doesn't work for them, they're going to try to go down line. And both the sides are doing that. They're making the other teams really have to play defense.
Panthers only down by one, 11-10. Geary, he also has the serve here with the ace. Piper Chartier, just like it's set number one. It's getting piping hot. That's Piper Chartier with three kills in set number one. Three kills here with him, too.
Yeah, they got the helpless girl back in the front row.
Chartier across the net. Picked up by Chastain. Now Owen sends across. Angle shot here. Set up for Huffless. And Huffless, yeah, nice set, but couldn't get that one to go down. Too far out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he's trying to hit over the block. It's like, don't try to worry about hitting over the block. Try to hit off the block. Try to hit off the block, get his deflection.
Here with it. Horton, nice dig from Chartier. Huffless puts it across, back row again. And now a nice dig. It was almost a nice save.
Yeah, almost a nice save.
Unfortunately.
Oh, they're going to give the points to Horton, it looks like here. No, wait a minute.
Nope, they're going to change it back to the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, the refs kind of got together a little bit. And they gave the points to KCC.
Tied up,
12-12.
12 all. Here to serve, Anna Stetler. She's already got one ace here in this set number two. And getting the kill, Bobby Becker. And again, you talk about that. Don't go away from the block, go towards the block. Get it real aggressive and go towards them.
Keep being aggressive with it. I mean, that's part of volleyball. You're going to get blocked, especially if you're playing at this level of the season. You're going to get blocked. Work on hitting off of them somehow. Go cross court, go down line, mix it up off those blockers.
13 and 12, Becker. She's the one who sends it over. Owens here for the Panthers. She gets it across. Horton side now. Now Smith, angle shot. Tucked up, squared up in the air. Teed up for Owens. Now deflected. Back here on the Panther side. Owens once more going through the double block, and she's got a kill. It's now 13 all here in the Chargers' house. Horton has to win this set number two.
Right, to
set number three. Again, yeah, they lost set number one, 25-22. Chartier now set up for Link. She sends her cross on an angle shot. Could not get it down. Stouse, right hand, put across. Chartier, Huffless, deflected back here, blocked back. And now a kill.
Now Becker. Nice roll over the net for Becker there.
And that's one you'll pretty much take. It was a little bit of a lazy kill, but again,
Kansas City did a good job. And then they blocked Hustler's girl right in the middle. She middle hit that time, and that girl was right there to block it.
Here, Chen.
Yeah, free ball.
Yep, sending over the free balls. Geary, Chartier covers up, just putting across in the two hand. Now Owens, angle, covers up, deflection.
Good save by the covers up.
Yeah, Chartier, she puts it across. And now putting it too far out of bounds, point for Horton. Chastain, it is now 15-13.
But still, it was a nice play on Kansas City Christian's part. It was a nice quick set there by number 20 with that first game. She was kind of the difference maker.
Yeah, you mentioned Chastain, she was a difference maker, but almost an ace. What a save by Owens. Ballard is set up right here. Gury and just on the line.
Hit the back line barely.
And I think like that's a little bit of the difference here is the Panthers, they're getting those shots on the line that they're sending far deep past, whereas Horton, they're missing the mark.
Yeah, just missing the mark a little bit long on some of them.
Owen. That one, a service error. And that, I feel like, has been a little bit of
that's
room for the Panthers right now.
That's given them the opportunities to stay where they're at or make runs. Is there service errors on their side?
Huffless. Cross the net here on the serve. Now Geary. Becker here on Horton's side. Huffless. Chartier. Near kill. Kept alive. But Chastain, she'll be the one to send it over a free ball. Kabia. Huffless. Chartier. And it's a point for Horton. Getting into the net. The Panthers, you love to hear that crowd noise from the Chargers. They get real excited here. And Huffless sends it across. Puts it back to receive. Now Geary. She puts it over on the right hand. Smith tries to put it down, and she gets a good kill. Kirsten Smith, the freshman. Three kills tonight.
Number three. That was a nice. Good back set by the center, and she put it down cross court from that weak side.
That is the first timeout today taken by KCC, the Panthers, and we'll take a timeout as well. Horton is up 18-14, set number two. They need to force the set to win it, to go into set number three. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNC 103.9.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here, Geary with it, sends it across. Bobby Becker, nice diving save to put it over. Here, Geary again, step on the outside part of the net. Bobby Becker, the bump, the set here from Kabia to Piper Chartier. Angle shot sent over. Now Geary again, third time to charm. Couldn't put it down, though. Now Chartier, she's set up again. It's deflected. Becker on the Horton side. Again,
good
block and kill.
Great placement.
Huffless. Again, five kills today. Came in the day with 355 kills. She's got 340 on the year. She's been a stout player in her 4 years here for the Horton Chargers. 19-14 with it now. The lead, the Horton Chargers. Free ball. Becker, Huffless, Chartier. That's a kill. Coming after the timeout.
And this is kind of the way they've been. Horton's been going on their runs when Huffless has been back in his back row, either serving or setting, is when kind of Horton's been on their move.
I mean, she's a great server and, of course, a great assister to help her teammate here.
Oh,
nice
good layout.
A good save and layout, as you mentioned, from Becker. And they're going to say that the Panthers were just on the line.
I mean, it's a great block. I can't see Christian. They're saying it landed on the line on Horton's side, but awful close.
Block by South, 25-15. Up by five now is Horton Chastain. She sends it across with the Panthers here. Set up behind the back, Smith. Smith, who has three kills already today, couldn't tally one there. Now Geary, deflection from Smith. Set up here for Chartier. Chartier! Angle shot.
Yeah, good cross-court shot by Chartier. And it all started with a good pass up to the helpless girl, and the helpless girl again put it right on the money from the Chartier kid.
Yeah, she's been going on the money all night long. Four kills here in set number two. She's got seven kills at minimum here tonight. 21-15. Horton needing set number two here. Certain. She's the one to send it across. Set up here for Geary. Geary blocked by Coversup.
Good block by Coversup.
22-15 here. The Horton Chargers. Coversup with two blocks already today. Two blocks in this set number two. Certain. Cross the net here. Set up for South. South. Right into the net. 23-15.
Yeah, that was probably one time that on Kansas City Christian, I kind of questioned the decision-making of the setter. I mean, especially with the score the way it was, she probably shouldn't have tried to back set to the weak side. She probably should have went to their, and I think that's what the coach is talking to the setter about right now. It's like, let's go to our best player. Let's try to break this momentum that Horton has.
Well, let's keep things here. Here we got 43 seconds here on the timeout. You can hear the crowd excitement.
Oh, yeah. Great atmosphere. I mean, this place is packed on this side. Of course, on volleyball, you can just feel one side of the gym, but this place is packed. Great environment.
Yeah, it's a great environment. And I'm assuming here the student section for the Panthers is Hawaiian themed as they come here dressed in Hawaiian. But what the Horton Chargers want to do is they want to send them back on vacation. They want to get them out of here.
You know what it is. I mean, that's a pretty good trip for KC Christian to come clear here and bring the crowd that they did.
And now an opportunity to get the set point here. It's 23-15. The Horton Chargers here with the lead by eight. It's certain.
We'll see what they discuss at the timeout. See who KCC goes to, what their strategy is to try to get this broke.
Certain. Back to serve. The sophomore. 5 foot five. Couple of spins on the cylinder. Fires. Just across here. Panthers set up thing.
I'll go have put a cross here.
Now a kill. A great kill from Huffless. And now Huffless, and again,
disguised that very well. Disguised like she was going up for a set. If you're a kid being 5'9", he pushed it clear to the back corner.
Yeah, you mentioned the disguise, hiding it really well, and of course pushing across, getting for that kill. Now Geary across the net here. It's set point, 24-15. Kavia Chartier, it's up in the air. Set up opportunity here for Settler. It's put across. Huffless now, Panthers side, they're on it. They need to get this point. It's up in the air again here on the Horton side of the court. Kabia Chartier firing it across out of bounds. 24-16.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City Christians kind of went away from what they did so well that first game and getting the set to 20 and 10. Because, I mean, they were hitting the heck out of the ball.
Huffless, she's got six kills already tonight. Huffless, she sets up Chartier, possibly for the game-ending kill, and she does! 25-16, that finalizes set number two. We are going and traveling into set number three here between the Kansas City Christian Panthers and the Horton Chargers. We'll be back here in a minute. Stay locked in with us here on 103.9 KNZA.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. Prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Marker President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, the division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Calling all creative creatures. Bring your imagination and help us spookify the sidewalks of Hiawatha's Town Square for Halloween. Hiawatha's GM Bank is again hosting a Halloween sidewalk chalk competition on the north side of the square. Artists of all ages are welcome to participate on Halloween Day at 3:30 p.m. Chalk will be provided with the judging concluding at 4:30 p.m. Please join us on Halloween at 3:30 for this year's Halloween Sidewalk Chalk Competition.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Mustangs are galloping here. Well, we're still in this one, but I was just saying that the Mustangs, they have finally arrived. We're still in the first game here. The next game, we'll have the Mustangs against Mario Mount Academy. And game number one here, though, Horton Chargers taking on Kansas City Christian here in the Horton Substate. I'm Krenan Proffitt. Alongside me, Dan Shoup, MJ back in studio. Horton, they lost set number one to KCC. 25-22 is real competitive, but they just got outscored in the last bitter half of it. But here, when we go into set number two, the Horton Chargers, they really took good advantage in that one as they won 25-15. They really just started getting going. It was 1 point tied 13-13, but it left 14 points of the game. 12 of those points swung in the direction of the Horton Chargers.
And the big thing that, and you mentioned it when we were talking, is their service errors. The service errors is what gave the momentum right back to Horton. And sometimes in volleyball, that's all it takes. If something that minute can switch that momentum back to the other team. And kudos to Horton for staying aggressive, keep hitting the ball. I think they were a little bit frustrated that first inning because they were getting blocked a lot. But they kept their composure and realized, I mean, in volleyball, playing at a high level, you got to be hitting. You got to be hitting. You got to be aggressive.
Here with it, the Horton Chargers were at a tied 1-1 in game number one. The winner of this game goes to the sub-state championship. Horton, they got bounced last year in the first round of sub-state. They lost to Valley High 25-23 and 25-23, but they forced the set number three here tonight with a chance to go.
I said, what an environment. I mean, this is the first game, and we got two more after this. Woo, it's going to wear me out.
Hard to wear me out right here, but not wearing out. Instead, taking up the momentum. Surface area here for the Panthers. Horton Chargers are 1-0.
Got Kansas City Christian a little bit rattled. They just need to regain their composure. And looking at the roster, it looks like they're pretty young, too.
Chartier into the net. That's a service there by Horton. I mean, you get the momentum with one, and now you send one over with
one. Well, I mean, again, even though the kids might not tell you, they're finally a little bit of nerves, realizing, hey, this is it. This is our season right here. Winner of this is going on. Their loser's going home. Season's ended.
Well, there's another
three in a row.
There.
Three in a row. But yeah, remember, these are just kids too. I mean, they're not obsolete from the stress and pressure of big time games. Because both these teams haven't been in this situation before.
Becker here to put it across, trying to be the
get it in and over.
It is. It will go over here. Owen. Deflection put across by Huffless. Back row. Whitson picks it up. And now a handling error up at the net.
Oh, that's a job by Huffless. Just realizing 20 was going to try to hit it over. She was right there to deflect it back at her.
3-1. Orton with the lead. Errors have made up all the points here.
Wow.
In set number three.
Yeah.
And that continues.
Yeah, five of the 5 points have been on third errors.
It is now 3-2. Horton still with the lead. but both points scored by the Panthers in this set number three. Again, service errors. Chartier, Sturton, and then another error here, and she just goes too far out of bounds.
No.
But they're going to take deflection. It was teed off the line.
That's what I thought. I mean, it was a little bit delayed call there by the ref, but it's like, I think that ball was deflected at the net. Kind of definitely changed its trajectory.
And with that call, that puts a little bit of confidence. And again, we go back to that. Go towards the blockers, not away.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Here, but across the wing.
Keep mixing it up and where you hit the ball.
Sustained deflection, a good block. Again, you mentioned it. And again, it's considered a ball handling error against the Panthers, but it's really all set up there from number 10, Charlie Upless.
Yep.
5-2. Horton, after losing set number one, they have been dominant. And they won that set number two, 25-15. But here, a kill that goes down for the Panthers.
That's what the KPC has to continue to do. Go to your two hitters. I mean, I don't know this team at all, but I can tell you in the first two games, their best hitters are 20 and 10. Keep feeding them the ball.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're smart kids. They're smart hitters. They're just not putting in the same spot every time.
Dan Gary.
Another
service error.
Like, man, coach be telling them, just get it in. Don't worry about spot serving. Let's just get it in.
And fortunate candy you don't want to see in your basket this Halloween, and that's a service error. And here, that's going to be an ace for Becker.
7-3 Horton. One thing you don't want to do is get too far behind in this third set. The KCC coach might want to be thinking about, hey, we need to break this momentum if we don't get this point here.
Excuse me, it was Carly Huffless who had the ace.
Especially since you have Huffless girl serving.
He serves it across, and now here with the kill.
Did you see that? I mean, the ball was passed up to 20, and she looked over the Horton side of the court to see where an open area was, and she just tipped it right there. Again, highly intelligent, couple plays by a couple of her kids.
Chastain, across the net here now. Chartier, Huffless, Chartier, and
good
she puts it down for a kill. That's really the best flow that you can get. Chartier on the bump is set by Huffless, and then the kill followed away by Chartier.
And kudos to Horton. I mean, some of their passes haven't been online, so the set passes to the hitters haven't been quite where they need to be. The men are still jumping wherever the ball's at and hitting the ball.
Chartier, she's an honorable league mention returning, coming from last year, as this year she's a senior. And here, point for Horton.
They've really got the momentum. They just need to keep it up. Don't let down. The things can change in a hurry.
The Panthers, they really just plagued themselves with errors early. And with that, the coach is going to call a timeout as their team is down 9-4. Horton Chargers with the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 103.9.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is one great and incredible game of volleyball. The semifinal here between the Horton Chargers and Kansas City Christian, the Panthers. Horton, they lost set number one, 25-22. They won set number two, 25-15. And here, a chance to win set number three, KCC. They just called their third time out of the game. They called three straight as Horton has road momentum. They're up 9-4 right now. And here, they're going to get the Panthers up in the net.
Yep. I'll tell you, Horton's been doing a good job playing the net on their side. I mean, I probably hadn't given them enough credit of how their net play has been. The covers up girls did an excellent job. Number five, they're both playing the front side of that net very well.
And Sturton with the ace. 11-4 now, the Horton Chargers.
They really got
the
it rolling.
Still.
They just need to keep it going. Well, KCC needs is a good pass here to get set to their setter.
Sturton, that was her first ace of the game here. It will just be pushed across, deflection or block, excuse me, by cover sub, but back here on the Horton side, cover sub, a kill shot, and that's good. 11-4.
And I think that was her first kill of the whole game, her whole match. She's been just kind of dinking the ball over, kind of taking something off of her hit, That time covers up after she got that block, got herself back in her attack position, and hit across court. Nice hit.
Horton has scored three straight after the KCC timeout. It is 12-4 now. They are looking great to come out victorious in this set number three. Much needed to win, of course.
There's a lot of game left to play here.
The angle shot, keeping it inside of the antenna. A great kill. Huplett, she sends it across.
Tried that same back corner position again, but they were there for it.
Deflection, covers up. Nice save, but couldn't get it across Huplett, but you credit the libero.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, great saves on both sides. Both these teams are just hustling. You love to see it. Of course, I mean, they know everything's on the line. It's live or die.
Here, back to serve. First time seeing her tonight. Shaylin Girardot.
Back set to covers up.
Covers up, and she covers it up with a kill. 13-5 now.
Good job of the covers up girl. Last time, she hit cross court, got a kill. What'd she do this time? She went down line, really keeping those blockers on the other side, having to move and adjust.
Unofficially in the night, covers up two blocks and two kills. She's had quite a night. Within Owens, free ball set across. Could be a great opportunity to set up a kill shot.
Good block of 13 on KCC.
And now in the chance to probably shoot it across, but couldn't get the free ball over. Was linked. Now 13-6.
Great net play on both parts, on both sides. Everybody's at the net. Good footwork down the line of the net.
Panthers, they trail by 7. Send it across. Down 13-6. Chartier.
Good
hit. Tries to put it down the attacker's line. But it gets to go down, though. Now Horton. It's on their side. Kavia. Set up for Chartier.
Winston
in the back. It's scrambling to get it across. The free ball by Geary is the one that gets it
over. Back at him.
Chartier angled and trying to dive and get the same with Geary, but
she did.
Get it.
Again, great job by Chartier. Experienced kid. She got it blocked. They dug it, so they did it on the other side. And what you do next time? She went down. I mean, cross court with that one, right down the spike line.
Chartier with 9 kills today, unofficially in this game. She had 3 in set number 1, 4 in set number 2. She got 2 in set number 3, and a ball handling error from the Panthers. It's 15-6.
Well, that's a big difference you see in this third game, and then Raya Horton's ahead 15-6. Is the aggressiveness. Horton's attacking. Horton's hitting the ball. KCC is just scrambling. They're just scrambling to try to stay alive.
Sometimes you need to put a dog in its corner before they can really truly show their aggression and their fangs. And here, Horton Chargers, they're getting really aggressive. Again, they were down in that set number 1. They lost it, and they were able to come back to number 2 and set number 3 here. But service error.
Christian got 20 back in the front row. Let's see if they go to her when they get the opportunity.
So service error gets the point here for the Panthers, 15-7 now.
They go to her. Not bad pass, though.
Yeah, not a great pass, and they're going to get some lift against the Panthers.
That cost Kansas City Christian. I mean, it was just an errant pass. It was all set up to try to go to 20.
And here, back to serve, Bobby Becker for the Horton Chargers on the year, 38 aces. She's got 39 aces, actually, on the year. She came in today with 38, and she's put one up tonight. 16-7 the score, but she's got a service error.
Yeah, this kid got in a hurry there. She took her eye off the ball, and the old ball hit right off the side of her hand when she served it.
16-8. Panthers down by 8.
Go to
get it across. Chartier, Link, put across Chen.
Good dig by KCC.
And now just put across by Owen.
Go to Chartier.
Huplett, money, and cash it in.
Well, that's who you go to, man. When the game's on the line, this situation, it's win or go home, get it to your best player, the best player in the league. And your senior leader. I mean, she's the person that keeps the other team together. They ride on her shoulders.
Yeah, the two big seniors on this team, one being a first-team all-year in Carly Huplett, and the one who just got the kill, the honorable mention, Piper Chartier. It's 17-8. Near ace, sent over on a free ball. It's sustained. Piper behind the attacker's line, trying to put one down as Huplett. Nice deflection up at the line. And now, bat hit across by Geary. The Horton Chargers.
I don't know if the KCC have any timeouts left, or they used them all early. I can't remember, but it's about getting to the point where they might not have enough time to come back.
18-8. Chargers the lead and a serve and an ace. to make it 19-8 from Lydia Link. She's got two aces here tonight.
And they really got rolling, Horton does.
She had ace in set number one. She's got an ace in set number two here. Again, Lydia Link back here to serve, one of the seniors here that helped make this roster as good as it is here for the Chargers.
And, I mean, again, that's the first time 20's touched the ball for KCC this whole game. And she jumps up above both those people in the block and in the middle of the net, I mean, and just hit over them. I mean, if they're going to get back in the game, they're going to have to go to her more.
Brooklyn Owens, the sophomore, fires it across from the serve, down by 10, 19-9, and a kill from Carly Huffless.
I like how Horton's offense is set up, because they'll put Huffless girl in different positions to hit the ball. And why not? She's the best hitter in the league, one of the better hitters in Northeast Kansas. She'll hit from every position.
Here now, 20-9. Huffless, she sends it across on the serve. Now Geary. And she's going to get the point. Deflection just teed off from
Pepperson. Becker didn't quite know where she was out on the court. Kind of let it by and didn't realize there was plenty of room behind her.
But Horton, they're not behind. They're up 20-10. Out in front in set number three.
Good pass by Becker.
Winner in this one goes to the sub-state championship. Chartier trying to put one down. Couldn't get it to go. Geary, free ball sent across. And now Chartier, Smith, and on the line!
Yeah, good call. That was a call by the line judge. I didn't know if you were going to see that or not. That's a stressful job in itself. We want to talk about stress. And those line judges that have to make those calls, that ball going 50 miles an hour, sometimes it's tough to see. But great hit. And KCC, they got their second best hitter up there. They need to get, maybe set her up, see if they can get a kill spike on for her.
Here, sending across Sturt in, and she has got an ace. Certain, she has two aces in set number three, and this is what the Horton team dominates with.
Yep, and they're 3 points away from winning this thing.
22-10. Horton, they win this set number three. They go to sub-state championship. It's been a while.
There it is.
Kavia set up. Chartier, and down off the foot. This isn't soccer, it's volleyball.
Okay, I've been very impressed with Chartier, too. He's been mixing it up, and KCC hasn't got the blocks they did those first two games.
Chartier with four kills here in set number three. She had four kills in the last set, three kills in set number one. Dominic Kabia tried to have a really nice dig and save, but again, a kill shot here from Settler. Haven't called her for a while.
Yeah, I mean, great spike by number 10 on KC's part, but they just didn't get it to those two hitters enough in this third game. I think it would be a heck of a feat to try to get 14 points before Horton gets two.
23-11, and that's going to help you. Locked up at the top, Stepler, and then also gets in the assist.
You wouldn't want them to get too much, even though they got still 11-point lead. Any type of momentum shift, hey, call timeout. I got them. Let's put this in the bud.
Covers up. And that one, two.
It might be a good idea. Maybe Horton, hey, let's call timeout. I know we're at 23. We still got a 10-point lead just to keep the momentum away from them.
Just across, but the service error. So what's the best kind of candy around the Halloween time? The candy that, you know, you don't have to pay for right there. You just get it right to you.
That's the difference right there is their service error.
24-13. It is match point. Just getting over on the free ball was Winston. Set up for Becker. Becker got the kill. The Orange Chargers will go to the sub-state championship. And who they will play will be decided in our next matchup. The Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens taking the Donovan West Mustangs in the semifinal game number two. Please stay tuned. We'll have 20 minutes here. We'll send you back to the station for a while for a break. And we'll come back and we'll preview our next game. The Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens against the Donovan West Mustangs. We'll take actually a quick 2-minute timeout. And then we'll come back, talk about this game, and then we'll send it to a longer break to the station, and then we'll come back for the next matchup. You've been tuned into 103.9 KMZA. Stay tuned for our next matchup. Horton, they just became victorious over KCC, winning 2-1 in three matches.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi there, community. Are you ready to make a difference? Now until December 2nd, SPS Insurance, along with your help, will be collecting new socks to help those in our community in need. It's simple. Drop off your donations of new kids or adult socks at your local SPS Insurance office. Remember, a simple pair of socks can make a big difference. Let's spread warmth and kindness this holiday season.
SPS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.